In an age when facts are being dismissed as fake news, and history itself is being rewritten by political regimes and ideologues to justify their ideas, we're sort of left to wonder what to make of this gospel. As we acknowledge a growing phenomenon of our age, skepticism. So we look at this gospel and we wonder, is this fact or fake news? Is this real history or just some romantic old story we tell every December in order to feel connected to something that we can't quite name? You know, for the first time in human history, the entire sum of human knowledge is literally in the palm of our hands. Yet we seem painfully out of touch or ignorant of our own history. Like trees without deep roots, we're easily blown down by the slightest gale, disappointment, or challenge. Dementia is often considered one of the greatest tragedies when a person loses their memory. Yet, we are at risk of losing our collective memory, which is far more dangerous, because without it, we are all of us doomed to repeat over and over again the same tragic and violent mistakes. Fake news comes in an age of the skeptic, for those who only believe what they want to see and deny what they cannot understand. Yet the most real things in this world are those one cannot see. We can't see air, but it's there. We can't see snow on a Colorado mountain right now, but it's there. You can't see beauty, but you know you can see something beautiful. You can't see joy, but you can see joyful people. You can't see love, but you can see a lover, and you can see someone who loves you. Now, a skeptical and growingly dangerous world watches Christian people gather everywhere in the world today and tomorrow. They're watching us remember and share news that no one dare call fake when it's lived day after day. There can be nothing fake about our faith any more than there's something fake about God's love for us. There's nothing fake about us being led to see beauty in a baby and have our hopes for peace stirred by a baby, no matter where it happens or when. This is our day to remember that God is not off somewhere in the heavens, but has and is acting in human history, living, breathing, suffering, dying, rising with us, and rising and living within us. This is our day to remember that the birth of Christ is not confirmed to a date in December, but that it's celebrated on the date of every baptism and every birth into everlasting life. We believe this to be true, not because someone told us so, or because we read it in a book. We believe it to be true because we're here today, and because nothing has nor ever will put us down for long. A study was reported in the Naples Daily News last week that reveals something that we all hope to be true. People who live the longest and the fullest lives are people who make friends and keep them. Lives that are rich, full, and long have one thing in common: friendship. So skeptics should beware. At the heart of our celebration today is the fact that our God has revealed a desire to befriend to us. His only Son expressed that desire and was born to restore that friendship as it was in the beginning. To parents whose children are fighting, and you've all been there, think of the God parent, the one we all call Father, who looks upon us in our little squabbles and fights and pouts, and all he does is wait and love. No punishment. To any parent whose children were fighting on the way to church today, no punishment, just another gift. Wait and love. And to brothers and sisters, and sisters and sisters, and brothers who are still fighting, you gotta be friends. It's the whole heart of it all. It's what this day is about. God's desire to be a friend with us, and for us to ultimately and finally and forever be friends with each other. There's nothing fake about this. There's nothing fake about this news or about our history when remembered. Because it shows that peace, joy, and love, when never lived, are never real. But today, we proclaim in this place by our presence that divine peace, godly love, and human joy have come to life in every human heart.